today, it's Mark and V's Day of Thanks. We're just saying thanks for little things that help us out throughout 2012. So we've got Tamara Mercica on the phone, our relationship lifestyle guru from gettingnaked.com.au. And before we have a chat with Tamara about our romance novels topic today, Tamara, who are you thankful for?
I'm going to say thanks to my parents because they've been my biggest teachers over the years, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have learnt so much about myself.
Oh, that's lovely. Just before Christmas, you're expecting a good present now. No,
yep,
that's very nice.
Now, Tamara, this is fascinating today. According to a new bit of study that's come out, we've found out this incredible statistic about romance novels and just what they do for relationships.
Yeah. Women who actually read romance novels make love with their partners 74% more often than women who don't.
That is a huge percentage rise. What is going on?
Well, novels have this magical way that they allow us to fill in the gaps ourselves. So words and phrases, they give you the freedom to paint your own mental picture. You know, how often do we find ourselves merging with the main character, living their adventurous life, even if it's just for a moment?
What if, though, this puts a bit of pressure on blokes because they've got to live up to this fantasy that girls are reading about in, like, your Mills and Boons and your 50 Shades?
Well, just like porn, you have to realise that it's not an instructional video or it's not an instructional book.
Right.
It's there for entertainment only. And if that's what helps rev us up and, you know, ignite that sexual energy inside of us, that's fantastic, but that's all it should be used for.
Gotcha. Okay, good, good. The pressure, some of the pressure is off us now.
So now we know what to get. Guys, if you're listening, you know what to get your partners for Christmas. Romance novels.
Absolutely, and that's why I wrote my book, you know, Getting Naked, The Dating Game, because it helps people bring out that sexy side in themselves. We've all got that part of us that, you know, wants to delve into those deeper desires, but often we can get a little bit scared about what others might think, and, you know, we shut down that part of us, pretend it doesn't exist. So, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, Sex and the City, these are all great books and shows that help us get in touch with that part of ourselves.
So, Tamara, do ladies still love Mills and Boone, or are they considered a bit daggy these days when you've got things like 50 Shades of Raunchy Grey?
I think things are changing. So, you know, there's new novels coming out to the forefront. I wouldn't diss anything from the past, but get out there and actually get stuck into some of these novels because they're amazing.
Wow. All right, blokes, you heard that statistic. Get onto it for Christmas.
And I love that Tamara has given me permission to read romance novels. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. And the guys, you know, you'll be doing more than kissing under the mistletoe this tree. Get on board.
Tamara, look, we want to say thank you to you while we're on the thank yous today because you've been absolutely fascinating and you've taught us a heck of a lot throughout our chats in 2012, so thank you.
Pleasure, absolute pleasure. Thank you.